It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
You can talk about the pit, barbecue. The band was jumping,
the mess around.
Good song.
Do this song for karaoke. Doing the mess around. Doing the mess around.
Oh, something, mess around.
They've got words up there. Just read the words.
Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul.
Bet your soul. Boogie, boogie, soul. Mess around. Doing the mess around.
This is the show where songs
mess
go to die.
Mess around. Oh, we're doing the mess around.
Fatality. Like, we just ruin songs for people.
Oh, we're doing the mess around. Is this the doing the mess around?
Finish him.
Seriously, this is where songs go to die.
Doing the mess around.
Stop it.
Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. We're taking you till 10 o'clock. Just a couple more segments. We'll be followed by the Homegrown Sports Bros. Don't know what they're talking about tonight. I'm going to guess someone's got to talk sports between
the hours of 7
and midnight. Because we kind of veer off from the sports topic a lot on this show, which is fine. It's what we do. We talk about what we want to talk about. Although we would be remiss if we completely ignored some news that was coming apparently from a source at the Denver Broncos who said that, told a local reporter, everybody knows, Sandy Clough, and Sandy reported.
Actually, that's not, I don't think, what happened. I think he was talking to people he knew in Cincinnati.
Okay, I just assumed it was a Bronco source.
No, he said that it was from a Cincinnati source.
Okay. So he's talking to a source of his, apparently with the Bengals, and what Sandy Clough reported was that at some point in recent current events, he was very clear to make it so that this wasn't 6 months ago, that this was recent, very recent, that the Denver Broncos had approached were one of several teams to approach the Bengals about acquiring their backup quarterback, A.J. McCarron, which I find ridiculous. Not the fact that it happened, but not the fact that it was reported, but if that's true, the Broncos are in trouble.
Well, I think, first of all, A.J. McCarron is highly thought of. So it's not like, I mean, he is a highly thought of. He filled in very well for Mr. Red Riding Hood or whatever his name is.
The Red Rifle.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Andy Dalton.
Yes. But he filled in very well for him. And
the Broncos beat him.
They did.
Tom.
What I'm just saying.
Brock Osweiler filled in very well for Peyton Manning.
I understand.
Who do you want on your? Who do you want quarterbacking your team? Peyton Manning. Do you want a backup quarterback? The problem is, an average backup quarterback like A.J. McCarron is still probably better than Simeon, and at this stage, apparently better than Paxton. So
John Elway's predicament is that he believes that they have a Super Bowl contending team if only they had someone who would take control at quarterback.
And that's true. I believe that very strongly. Their window for winning more championships is right now. They have a Super Bowl team, but they don't have a quarterback.
Basically what you have is Bubby Brister versus Brian Griese.
Yeah, well, Bubby Brister was a playmaker.
Bubby Brister was a playmaker.
Not the smartest guy in the world. Buck could play football. People loved him.
Sounds a lot like Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
And, Brian Griese
was the non-playmaker, conservative, very smart, cerebral guy who was good enough just to maybe get to the playoffs. But
went to the Pro Bowl that year.
I think everyone else had died.
I mean, that's possibly true.
Like, literally think Dan Fouts was dead. And
well, Dan Fouts was probably calling
I think Tom Brady broke his neck. I think every other I think every other quarterback in the NFL was like literally in the hospital.
That team went 9-7 without Terrell Davis.
Mm-hmm.
The emergence of was it Anderson? Mike
yep.
Anderson?
Yep. Before Landis Gary.
Well, Landis Gary came the next year.
Yep. I think it's ridiculous that they went after A.J. McCarron or even inquired about it.
I think they're very disappointed in what Paxton Lynch has been able to do so far. I think he just needs more time.
Yeah, the problem is, and I brought this up last week, and I don't think, and I've heard it echoed. In fact, I heard it echoed on The Fan today and in other areas. But somebody, in fact, it was Mike Pritchard, I think, brought up the fact that John Elway threw 23 interceptions the year before he took the Broncos to the Super Bowl. If that were to happen today, John Elway would be off a team. Like, we would not have a John Elway on
this isn't the same. I mean, this is not the same type of football. I mean,
the problem is for some reason, the NFL has bought into, and you've bought into this as well. You've bought into this idea of conservative. I call it Patriots disease.
Patriots disease.
It's Patriots disease. Everybody wants.
Is that like Legionnaires disease?
Worse, because it makes you stupid. Everybody wants just a quarterback that can just stand in the pocket, is not very mobile, doesn't have a huge arm, but is really smart and can hit pinpoint accurate throws. Well, you know how many of those quarterbacks exist? Like two. And one of them's retired. As opposed to what football quarterbacks should be, which is a playmaker, a person who can make plays and lead a team as a quarterback with his arms and his legs, and doesn't have to be the brightest guy in the world. He just needs to make plays.
You know what? I was thinking about this today, and thank you for reminding me of myself. But I was thinking about this today is that, you know what I want? It's not about who has the bigger arm. It's not about who is better in the classroom or who learns what or how much you learn or how many plays you know or what you can check off to. All it is playing football. And right now, who is the better football player? And that means actually playing football with the skills that they have, whether they're a better arm or a better mind or whatever it is. And right now, the better football player, all right, is Trevor Siemian.
So in your world, Trevor Siemian beats out John Elway to be the starter for the Denver Broncos.
Shouldn't have thrown so many interceptions.
Well, that's Patriots disease, makes you an idiot.
No, I don't.
It does.
I don't believe that Paxton Lynch is anything like John Elway.
John
Elway was the first pick in the draft.
So
John Elway was the golden boy, and you knew what you saw in him, man.
He wasn't going, but he made bad choices.
Listen, there are transcendent
players
who are allowed to go through like a 3-11 or 4-11 season.
He threw 23 interceptions.
He did,
and in fact, Trevor Siemian would be beating out Peyton Manning in his first 2 years.
Yes.
See, and that's ridiculous.
No. It's because those guys. Because John Elway and Peyton Manning were so transcendent coming out of college that they were allowed to make their mistakes on the field, where someone like Paxton Lynch is not allowed to make it.
You just said you just wanted the better football player with their skills who was playing better football.
I don't believe that Paxton Lynch is as good as John Elway.
But according to you, Trevor Siemian would be outplaying John Elway in practice,
because I believe that John Elway is a better football player. I believe that Siemian is a better football player than Paxton Lynch.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Why? Because he makes better decisions?
Because when they go out to play football, Trevor Siemian is better at it.
And when they go out to play football, Trevor Siemian would be better at it than John Elway right now in his career.
No, I don't
think
so.
He would be throwing less interceptions.
No, because he doesn't have the leash that John Elway had. John Elway had the leash to make mistakes.
So you have a double standard at this point.
It's a totally different era.
It's a double standard.
Yes, because
Peyton Manning
yes.
is not a different era.
If you are a 7th round pick or the number 20th of the 1st round pick, you do not have as much cachet as you are the first pick in the draft like John Elway was.
He's a first rounder.
The first rounder.
I'm just saying. You're telling me that based on your criteria, Trevor Siemian would be starting
John Elway wasn't getting beaten out by Steve DeBerg.
Well, Steve DeBerg, they basically got rid of him. They weren't. They, The Broncos at that point didn't even mess around with this. They got rid of Steve DeBerg.
Because they knew that John Elway was a better quarterback.
They put themselves in a position where they had to play him.
Everybody knew John Elway was a better quarterback.
And everybody knows.
Yeah, that, had to play him, which is why he had to make mistakes.
Yeah, well, that's what we should be doing with our first rounder now. But instead, we're dilling around and wasting the season with a guy who has no future in the Denver Broncos.
I just don't agree with you that he projects us to be the next John Elway.
I didn't say he was, but he's better than Simeon will be ever. You just don't want to admit it.
No, because I think you're wrong right now. Can I think you're wrong?
You can think I'm wrong.
Let's agree to disagree.
But you're wrong for thinking that.
No, and you're wrong too.
No.
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo, everything you say to me bounces off me and sticks to you because you're glue.
That's about the level of discourse I expected on this with a Simeon supporter.
Nanner, nanner, pants and banner, banana land, banana.
We'll be right back.